Stop 1, Butterfly Garden. Welcome to the Butterfly Garden, a patio surrounded by plantings. In the spring, summer, and fall, you may hear water running in a small fountain, which will be the last stop on this audio tour. If you like, find a nearby chair or the picnic table and spend a few minutes listening and smelling. The garden may be alive with insect activity. If it's sunny, listen for a far-off clicking sound made by the rooftop solar panels as they capture green energy from the sun. Feel the sunlight and maybe a breeze. You're in the open with no trees overhead. Do you smell the flowers? The garden is planted so that something is always blooming from spring through fall. Aromatic herbs such as catmint and sage provide a sensory feast, and many native flowers provide food for butterfly caterpillars and other insects. Insects are controlled naturally, without chemicals, and you may hear wasps buzzing and birds flitting as they search for an insect meal among the plantings. The garden has two parts. As you face the parking lot, the left side of the garden is planted with flowers that tolerate heat and dryness while needing very little water. Lamb's ear, false indigo, purple coneflower, black-eyed Susan, and goldenrod provide color and nectar for butterflies and later, seeds for the hungry birds. The right side of the garden is longer, with a variety of flowers and shrubs, mainly native plants that can be found here in Massachusetts. Flowers in this garden bloom from May through September to provide nectar and pollen throughout the season. Depending on the time of year, you may smell catmint, sage, sweet pepperbush, phlox, Joe pieweed, or even several kinds of milkweed. Some plants in and also near the garden provide food for young insects, especially butterfly caterpillars. These are called host plants. Spice bush is an example of a host plant that is planted just outside the garden. Spicebush swallowtail butterflies look for spicebush and sassafras to lay their eggs on, as their caterpillars are specialized to eat only these plants. Nectar plants attract grown butterflies, which feed on the sugary liquid. Milkweed is an example of a plant that is both a host plant for monarch butterflies and a nectar plant for many different kinds of butterflies. Milkweed is a valuable source of food for monarch butterflies and over 60 other insects. There are several different species of milkweed, including butterfly weed with its bright orange flowers that bloom in mid to late summer, while the leaves provide shelter and food for monarch caterpillars all summer long. Our garden is planted for all kinds of butterflies, but it is specially certified as a monarch way station in which volunteers or citizen scientists count monarch larvae and tag adults to determine migration patterns and track population changes from year to year. Flowers in the garden also attract bees and birds. If you're lucky, you might hear the low rumble of a hummingbird at the right edge of the garden near the hummingbird feeder or near a favorite hummingbird nectar source, red bee balm or monarda.
Travel directions from stop 1 to stop 2. Keeping the building and fountain on your right, walk to the end of the stone patio. Be careful to stay on the stone pavers away from the plantings. Once you step off the patio, bear slightly to the left and proceed about 15 feet to the trailhead. Stop at the metal donation post and large wooden kiosk which holds the orientation map and brochures. Keeping the kiosk on your right, the guide rope begins on your left. When the rope ends after 7 posts, make a diagonal turn to the right and walk about 5 feet to pick up the new rope on the left side of the trail. You will be close to a small building. Please come inside for stop 2.